Coordination compounds, module 2 of 6. Here we'll be learning about the nomenclature of coordination complexes. Though many of them have common names, here we'll be concentrating on the IUPAC nomenclature of coordination complexes. Let's go straight to the rules for naming coordination compounds. The first rule is that we write the cation name first, followed by the anion name, just like in simple salts. For example, sodium chloride. Sodium being the cation is written first, and then chloride, the anion, is written next. Coming to naming the complex, the ligand should be written first in alphabetical order before the central metal ion, and prefixes di, tri, tetra can be written in case you have more than one ligand of the same type. Suppose the ligand name itself contains the name or the prefix di, tri, tetra, then in that case the prefixes used will be bis, tris and tetracis for multiple ligands. These should be placed within parentheses. Now remember that no prefix will be given for counterions, okay, even if there is more than one of them. The next rule is that oxidation state of the metal ion should be calculated and be written in parentheses, and that too in Roman numerals. If the complex ion is an anion, the metal name should end with the suffix ate, and if the complex is a cation, then the original name of the metal is retained. Before going to examples, let us see the name of ligands. There are negative ligands, neutral ligands and positive ligands. The negative ligands, the name end in O. For example, Cl- is named chlorido, Br- bromido, I- iodido, F- fluorido, Cn- cyanido, OH- hydroxo, S2O3-2- as thiosulfato, CO3-2- as carbonato, O2- as oxido, S2- as sulfido, N3- as nitrido, acetate ion as acetato, oxalate ion as oxalato, SCN minus as thiocyanato, NCS minus as isothiocyanato. You can see that these are ambidentate ligands. Sulfate ion as sulfato, sulfite ions as sulfito, nitrate ions as nitrate 2, and NO2 minus, okay, if the donor atom is nitrogen, then the name will be nitrito N. And if the donor atom is oxygen, as in ONO minus, then the name will be nitrito O. For glycine ion, that is glycinato, N3 with the minus one charge, that is acid. Neutral ligands have their own unique names. For example, ammonia is given the name amine with 2M. Water is given the name aqua. NH2, CH2, CH2, NH2 is given the name ethane 1,2-diamine. You will also see the name ethylene diamine for this compound. C5H5N, pyridine, NO nitrosyl, CO carbonyl, and P6H5-thrice, triphenylphosphine. Positive ligands, we have NH2, NH3+, which is hydrazinium, NO2+, nitronium, and NO+, is nitrosonium. You can see that the positive ligands end in IUM. Coming to the name of central metal atom. If the central metal atom is Fe, then its name will be iron in a cationic complex and ferrate in an anionic complex. Co will be cobalt in cationic complex and cobaltate in anionic complex. Cr is chromium in cationic complex and chromate in an anionic complex. Ag is silver in cationic complex, but in case of for anionic complex it will be named argentate. Zn is zinc in a cationic complex, and in an anionic complex it is zincate. Ni is named nickel in a cationic complex, whereas in an anionic complex it is named nickelate. Pt is named platinum in a cationic complex, and in an anionic complex it will be named platinate. Let us go to some examples. For example, K2 and the square bracket CO NH3 twice Cl4. K2 Okay. As you can see, there are two K ions, but still we will not write any prefix for it, for the, as it is a counter ion. Name will be given potassium. Then for the name of the complex, we'll have to write the name of the ligands first in alphabetical order and attach appropriate prefixes. So we can give the name diamine tetrachlorido cobaltate 2. Now, why diamine? Because there are two ammonia ions and amine A comes first in the alphabetical order before C in chlorido. There are four chloride ions, so tetrachlorido, and because this is a anionic complex, the name of the central metal atom is cobaltate. Now, how did we find the oxidation number 2? Since we have got two K ions outside, definitely the complex has got a 2 negative charge. Ammonia being neutral and chloride being having minus 1 charge, as we have 4 of them, it has got 4 minus charge, and the sum of the charges of the central metal atom and the ligands should be equal to the total charge outside the complex. So in that case, cobalt will get a plus 2 charge. Also remember that while writing the name of the complex, there should be no space between the ligand's central metal atom or the oxidation number in parenthesis. Hence the name for this complex, that is K2CONH3 twice Cl4, is potassium diamine tetrachlorido cobaltate 2. Let's take the example of CONH3 4 times Cl2 and Cl outside, 1 Cl outside. Here again the complex is cation, so we'll write the name of the ligands alphabetically first. Tetraamine dichlorido cobalt 3 chloride. Now the third example is platinum NH3 twice ClNO2. Okay, this is a neutral complex. It has no charge outside. The complex is neutral. And we have got 3 ligands. Okay, and we'll name them in alphabetical order. Diamine chlorido nitrito N platinum 2. As you can see, this NO2 is written, which shows that the donor atom is nitrogen. Hence the name nitrito N. Now sometimes IUPAC name will be given to you and you have to write the formula of the compound. Okay, so let's see the rules for writing that. First, again, for writing the complex, a central atom is listed first. The ligands are listed again after that in alphabetical order. And the formula for the entire coordination entity should be in square brackets. If the ligands are polyatomic, then their formula should be written in parentheses. And there should be no space between the ligands and the metal ion within the coordination sphere. Now the formula of a charged coordination entity is to be written with the residual as a right superscript at the top. Let's take an example. For example, the IUPAC name is triamine triaqua chromium 3 chloride. Now I open the square bracket. The first thing I do is write the symbol of the central metal atom, Cr. Then alphabetical order, triamine, that is NH3, should be put in brackets as it is polyatomic. And tri is outside, as we know it is triamine in the name. Similarly, H2O is put in brackets with a 3 subscript outside, as the name is given as triaqua. We close the square bracket and it's given only chloride outside. We have to find out the number of chlorine atoms you have to write outside the square bracket. Since the oxidation number of chromium is given as 3 and ammonia and water both are neutral molecules, therefore the charge of the complex is 3+. To counter that charge, we need 3 chloride ions, and hence Cl3 should be written on the right side outside the square brackets. So the formula will be Cr NH3 thrice, H2O thrice within the square brackets and Cl3 outside. Now look at the second example. We have got dichloridobis ethane 1,2 diamine cobalt 3 ion. As you can see that ethane 1,2 diamine already contains a prefix di. So when you want to use multiple of this ligand, instead of using di, we'll use the prefix bis. Since it's written dichlorido and the central atom is cobalt, when we write the formula, open the square bracket, write the central atom first, that is CO, then write the name of the ligands, Cl2, and in place of ethane 2,1,2 diamine, we can write En. We can put it in square brackets and put a 2 subscript there. Close the square brackets and put a positive sign at the top. Why is it so? Because cobalt contains a plus 3 charge. 2Cl minus neutralizes 2 of those charges. The residual plus 1 charge is to be written outside as a superscript. Next is potassium trioxalatochromate 3. So we write the potassium outside and open the square brackets, central metal atom Cr first, then C2O4 within parenthesis, and as it is trioxalato, a subscript 3 has to be written. In place of C2O4, you can also write OX for oxalato. Close the square brackets. Since chromium has plus 3 charge, and each oxalate has got minus 2 charge, the 3 oxalate ions will total up to be minus 6. So plus 3 and minus 6 comes out to be minus 3 as the charge of the complex. To counter that, we need 3 K plus ions. Hence, the formula of this compound will be K3 square brackets Cr C2O4 in parenthesis thrice and then close the square bracket. Now we have got a complex called diamine silver 1 and dicyanido argentate 1. This means there are two complexes, both the cation and the anion are complexes. So for the cationic complex, we'll write it first. We'll write Ag, NH3 twice, close it in square brackets. And for the anionic complex, we'll write Ag, Cn twice and close the square brackets. Since the charge of the cation complex is plus 1 and the charge of the anionic complex is minus 1, there are no need for subscripts for these complexes. You can practice with more examples given in the handout on the worksheet to understand the nomenclature of coordination compounds.